This morning's reflection is about investigation, the second of the seven factors of enlightenment. We've talked quite a bit already about mindfulness, which is the first factor. And this second factor is about sustaining and deepening the connection of mindfulness. This is absolutely necessary with mindfulness-based insight practice. And it's necessary to a certain degree of depth with the practice of concentration, and with the Brahmavihara practice, the practice of metta, loving kindness. This factor of investigation is about clearly seeing what's happening so that our natural wisdom can begin to lead us away from suffering towards freedom. And it arises when we get really interested in exploring basically what it is to be in this body, this mind and heart, as it unfolds in the light of mindful attention, mindful awareness. What is this? How does this really feel? What is really being felt, seen, and known? It's not about arriving at a conceptual answer, but to really take an honest interest in the experience, to open to how it really is, to open to its true nature. It's not about figuring out or analyzing, not about reaching for a conclusion or some definitive understanding. Although it's interesting, and it can certainly be an aspect of practice, to notice and feel into the mind's tendency to do these things. It can be helpful to hold the intention to investigate in physical words, like sensing and feeling. The more mental words, like seeing and knowing, can also be useful and certainly helpful at times as practice moves along. How would a blind person climbing a hill know which way is up? We're slowly feeling our way towards less clinging and contraction, towards less suffering, by seeing how it feels in the body, the mind and heart. Slowly exploring the landscape of what's going on in the body, in the mind, and the heart. Recognizing and sensing the pull of attraction, the pull of aversion. Slowly feeling our way to more openness, to less clinging. And recognizing where mindful awareness is clear, recognizing where it's cloudy, where there's contraction, where there's ease and feeling, the feeling into the shape, the contours, the texture, the inner currents and depths of various sensations and qualities in the mind. It's really an art in noticing and sensing where the clearest connections can be. It's like focusing a camera or a microscope, both wonderful metaphors for the process of investigation. When you find yourself lost in thought or struggling with what's happening, you can play with adjusting the focus of your attention. You might open the senses, the sense doors, and let go of any agendas that you might have developing around investigating. And just see if you can receptively recognize and feel into what currents, physical or mental currents, are pulling or driving you at the moment. And this is very relevant with both all the practices that people are doing here in this retreat. Mindfulness-based insight, vipassana, concentration practice, and metta practice. So maybe you're trying too hard to connect with some object, when there's actually a more subtle mood or more subtle internal weather system, so to say, going on. At times, investigating might mean stepping back, opening the lens wider, allowing the attention to rest in the recognition of what might just simply be, for instance, vague discomfort or confusion, or just simply be ease, calm, the clarity of a focused attention, tranquility. Or perhaps you're just spacing out, kind of adrift in the mental breezes, floating around somewhere, when actually zooming in to the precise pressure in your foot, for instance, touching the ground when you're walking, or your hands touching each other, or the sensation of the in-breath and the out-breath at the nostrils or in the belly would bring you right back to presence. Let your investigation be non-analytical, not really grasping at all to put a label on it, and not looking in order to get rid of something or in order to get something. Trust that what needs to be perceived, what needs to be known, what needs to be learned and understood will all arise naturally from within this open-hearted, open-minded exploration, this sensing and feeling of what is as it unfolds.